Hello, this is Father Paul Moss. Welcome to the Invocation Podcast. This is the final podcast in the Invocation 2012 series. Invocation is an international discernment weekend retreat. Some people call it a festival. Some people call it a retreat. Some people come because they are pretty sure that the Lord is calling them to be a religious sister or a religious brother or possibly a diocesan priest. Some come because they know what a fantastic weekend it is. They come with their friends. They want a good experience of prayer, of worship, of the opportunity for confession, of spending time with the Lord, and also to benefit from hearing from some fantastic speakers that we have. And the dates of this year's festival, just to remind you, are Friday the 6th to Sunday the 8th of July. So just cast your minds back a couple of years when Pope Benedict came to visit us, and you might remember Pascal Uche was the young man who welcomed Pope Benedict on behalf of the young people of our country. And I'd like to introduce Pascal now, and he's going to be reflecting on the Eucharist, on vocation, and what it means to live our faith.
Name is Pascal Uche. I'm 22 years old and I'm from East London, St. Francis Church in Stratford. The little reflection I wanted to share is that Pope Benedict said the Eucharist is the proof of God's love. Bishop Fulton J. Sheen said that when you really love somebody, you might write them a letter, or better than that, you might speak to them on the phone. But love's deepest desire is for union. And in the Eucharist, there is partly our desire to be with God, but more than that, it is God's passionate desire to be with us. It's the proof of his love. John Paul II said, our faith is a noble, authentic adventure. It's the adventure that we were born for. It's exciting to respond to what God is calling us to, because there can be nothing better. From all eternity, he has planned something special for us, uniquely as individuals. And I get very excited. I even get goosebumps thinking about what God has already done with me, and just to be able to respond to his love and to respond to what he's calling you to, I think is a great thing. Jade Goody said as she was dying, if you haven't found something worth dying for, then you haven't lived. And I think vocation is really about finding that thing for which you would give your whole life for. We are very privileged as Catholics to be able to go to Mass every Sunday. And that is because there were people who really had found that thing that was worth dying for, that they actually had to give their lives. And so we always remain grateful to them, but that challenges us to be like, what is it in our lives that is worth giving everything for? And it's precisely God's generous love. And there's a specific way in which we are called to respond to that. So be excited by it. It's what you were born for. And just for young people that might be listening who are the only ones in their parish, or there are not many young people in your parish, there's not a youth group, I think just to be challenged by that responsibility, but also to be really grateful that God has put you in that place where it might be up to you now to start something. And so we shouldn't always be looking for what's going on, but how is God leading us to, you know, to start something or to be a part of something. Every now and again you get a glimpse of the wider church, whether it be at a World Youth Day or a papal visit. But the reality is when we have to live it in our parish, you know, in our school, and be challenged by that and really step up to the call.
And please do, in this final podcast of the series, I'd like to encourage you just to go back and listen to the others in the series, those that featured Father Cantalamessa, Sister Catherine Holland, and Father Robert Barron. I'd like to really encourage you to book up for this year's festival. I really do think it's going to be the best festival we've had so far. So you can go and book online at www.invocation.org.uk. This year there'll be a special promotion. There'll be a free place for any youth leaders who bring a group of young people to Invocation. For more information about the Invocation Festival, please go to www.invocation.org.uk.